Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
What did you say your name was, hon?
It's Kenya. That's K-E-N-Y-A.
Okay. A young lady put me over to you. My name is Joanne Moody, and I have these charges that are coming out of my bank account that I didn't authorize. I guess it's for some kind of a mixer for baking or something, and believe me, I don't bake.
Okay.
So where these came from, I don't know, but they've been coming out of my account, and they've almost put me below to where I will be hit with overdraft.
Okay, well, I understand. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and mailing address?
Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Moody, M as in Mary, O-O-D as in dog, Y. 302 South Houston, H-U-S-T-O-N, Street, Ingalls, I-N-G-A-L-L-S, Indiana, 46048.
Thank you. And let me see. So I do see here, yes, ma'am, it looks like in KitchenAid was ordered back on May 7th for $7.95. So usually that charge is created through receiving an email or doing a survey regarding that app. So you have not received an email or did a survey concerning that?
Nope, and I've never received an KitchenAid mixer or anything like that. Like I said, I'm on Social Security. So I don't even have Mike's Car Wash monthly, you know, go into free, which I would have more.
Okay.
Be
well,
more apt to do something like that. But this here, no, I don't bake. Hell, half time I don't cook.
Okay. And no one in your household could have placed that order in your name that you know of?
No,
I guarantee you that. It's just me and four little ankle biters and my husband, and he's okay. A cheapskate.
Okay, well, I understand. So with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. As of right now, I am going to go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you so the credits can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account.
And so that's going to be a total of what?
It's going to be a total of 3 credits of $56.95. It's going to come as the separate credits.
What, 3 different credits? What about the $7.95, the initial thing you said?
I'm sorry,
that
could
was
you
done?
Repeat that for me?
What about the $7.95, the initial whatever you said was done?
Okay, so the most that I can refund due to the age of that, it would have to be the 3 most recent charges that you have.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
And so that
that's
is what
fine.
Was refunded. Yes, ma'am. And was there anything else?
No, do I wait to hear from anybody?
Yes, ma'am. I would assume that once the research starts that they would be getting in contact with you. I can't really say as to what their protocols are because we're just getting this information sent over to them.
Okay. Now, do I do anything with my bank? Do I have them cancel my bank card out in case to avoid this from happening and just have them issue a new one?
Right. So if there are several different other fraudulent purchases, I definitely would get a different card. But if you just were wanting to do it, even if it is not any other fraudulent charges, if you just were wanting to get a new card just to be safe, I would do that as well. But I would just give it the 3 to 5 business days first so it doesn't interfere with the credit that we've created.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you, Kenya. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.